This is Morning Edition from NPR News. Bob Edwards is away. I'm Cheryl Corley. Anti-Taliban forces are making dramatic gains in Afghanistan. They've captured the capital of Kabul, and there are reports they're moving on Kandahar, the southern base of the Taliban regime. U.S. military leaders say they're encouraged by the progress on the ground, but caution the war on terrorism is far from over. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Pentagon officials say the Taliban's retreat from Kabul seemed disorganized, but they aren't claiming a rout just yet. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says the Taliban could still regroup for a counterstrike in southern Afghanistan or fade into the mountains and wage a guerrilla war. Therefore, it's important, he says, for the opposition to keep fighting.
If they reorganize in the south, we're going to go get them. If they go to ground, we will, as the president said, root them out. And if they decide to flee, I doubt that they'll find peace wherever they select.
Rumsfeld says he's encouraged by the possibility that military victories in the north will encourage opposition forces in the south to take on the Taliban. The U.S. has some special forces working in the south, but Rumsfeld says so far they're on their own, not partnering with southern rebels. Military analyst Michael O'Hanlon of the Brookings Institution says unless the U.S. wants to use large numbers of its own ground forces, it will need support from southern Afghans, including members of the dominant Pashtun ethnic group.
They can provide the population, they can provide the people who would be willing and able to go up and consolidate control of those highland regions in the south and central and east parts of Afghanistan if they can be induced to change sides in this battle. So again, it comes down to sort of a hearts and minds struggle for the Pashtun tribes more than anything else.
One key to winning that struggle is avoiding anti-Pashtun violence on the part of the Northern Alliance, which is made up largely of ethnic Tajiks and Uzbeks. Afghan history is soaked in the blood of past ethnic rivalries, and there have been some reports of reprisals in territory taken by the Northern Alliance. The U.S. has stressed to its alliance partners the need to respect human rights, and Vikram Parekh of the group Human Rights Watch says on the whole, that message seems to be getting through.
I think there is a certain mindfulness of that, but you know that has to be balanced against potential for anarchy or continued conflicts between different Northern Alliance forces. So far in Kabul, things seem to be reasonably stable, but it's something that could potentially break down over time.
Secretary Rumsfeld calls reports of human rights violations by the Northern Alliance unsubstantiated and predicts the alliance's capture of Kabul will go down as the least violent power transfer in recent Afghan history. It's the Taliban, he says, that's been guilty of repression.
In Afghanistan, women have been persecuted, denied education, confined to the home. Men are routinely jailed for the most trivial offenses, too short a beard, possession of a television. Religion can be practiced only as Taliban dictate. It's little wonder that in many of the cities that are being liberated, we hear music being played and people being welcomed.
The Northern Alliance foreign minister has invited all Afghan factions, with the exception of the Taliban, to come to Kabul to negotiate a multi-ethnic coalition to govern the country. Political authorities from the UN are scrambling to catch up with the fast-moving military campaign, which seemed so bogged down just 1 week ago. Rumsfeld acknowledges the dramatic change in the last week, but he says the U.S. and its allies still have a long way to go. He says success should not be measured only in territory captured, but in constant pressure to demoralize and debilitate the terrorists and their sponsors.
It's when a person gets up in the morning and says, it's not worth it. I'm either dead, or I'm wounded, or there's no place to go, or I don't have food. And the people who've been supporting him saying, gee, it's going to get bad for me if I keep sending him money, or if I keep harboring him, or if I keep serving as a linkage for them, or supplying them with weapons, or supplying them with something. The world has got to make it inhospitable for people who run around like mass murderers killing thousands and thousands of human beings.
Rumsfeld says that battle will take time, and there may be reversals. But for now, the pressure is working. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.